Bonjour et bienvenue sur podcastjournal.net. Vous êtes sur un reportage retraçant la course de Formule E, le championnat du monde de monoplace électrique, qui s'est tenu le 13 mai 2017 à Monaco. Je vous laisse découvrir les photos et écouter la conférence d'après-course du vainqueur de l'événement, Monsieur Sébastien Buemi. À très bientôt sur podcastjournal.net.
Here today we have our top three finishers, representing Mahindra Racing, in third place Nick Heidfeld, in second place for Appschafer Audi Sport, Lucas Degrassi, and our winner, actually retaining your Monaco E-Prix victory, Sebastian Buemi from Renault Idam. Sebastian, another fantastic win for you, 4 out of 5, but you were under a lot of pressure over those final couple of laps. Could you believe how close he was to you coming into that last lap?
Yeah, I mean, in the first stint, I managed to pull a little gap. Initially, Lucas was using less energy than me, so I knew I kind of had less torque. So I basically tried to pull the gap, and then he kind of rejoined me. So with the first stint, we were quite even, but I had maybe a bit more pace. And then with the safety car, we knew, you know, we tried to learn from them what they've done in Hong Kong and in Mexico by stopping very early. So that was the right call, especially for us. And then we knew it was going to be very difficult because we would have... It was very difficult then to make sure you would finish, you know, we had to save quite a lot of energy, more than what it was expected. And then in the final stint, normally you do a small adjustment with the two cars, and the thing I've done, I think, didn't really work well, so I wasn't very quick. I managed to pull a little bit of a gap in the first two laps just to try to... you know, be safe, because also when the brakes are cold, it's not easy. And then he was playing with me a bit, because when he saw that we were overtaking the guys that were a lap down, I lost quite a bit of time behind one of the Jaguar, and he consumed, I think, a little bit more than expected. So, yeah, I had to do the same, you know. And then he had two laps where he kind of backed off a bit, which was good for me. And then, yeah, we both finished with 28 kilowatts. So I had absolutely no margin in the last lap.